Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. We are back in business. Jen is back from London.
Pouring the rosé.
It's a nice summer day. And anyway, I'm just happy to see you.
Yeah, we're going to talk some beauty. I will tell you about my London trip, which had hardcore hair science. I was actually in Manchester, too. I know you love Oasis. Home of Oasis.
Oi.
So we're going to talk about that then. Makeup companies, are some of them being faux friendly to our fuzzy animal friends? I just wrote like the craziest magazine headline with that one. And lastly, razors. I mean, you're shaving your legs. It's summer season. What do you get to make your razor slip and slide and lube up your legs? Oh my God, I really sound like a magazine editor right now. I'm sorry.
Well, after all that, I want to tell you, I want to prep you guys because I have my first solo interview.
I know.
Jen's been traveling a lot, and I had a solo interview with Dr. Murad.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
It was really cozy, just me and Doc.
So, I'm really excited to hear what you guys talked about.
Yeah, you haven't heard it yet, so listen up.
Listeners, I'm in it with you.
It was very like Charlie Rose, just like this cozy little chat. Dr. Murad is a skin and wellness expert, and he has a lot to say on both topics, so stay tuned for that. Jen, do you have an equalizer in front of you?
Oh, there are visual aids. Get ready, people.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so here's what happened. I went to Manchester. Actually, I went to Port Sunlight, England, which is where Unilever has its research labs for hair science. And they own, like, Dove and Suave and Nexxus. But I was going specifically with Nexxus because they have some new innovation coming in 2018. So part of it was, you probably saw on Instagram, they took, like, 200 hair samples from my head. They cut Kevin Mancuso. Cut my hair off and
wow.
Then sent it there.
He's a big deal.
I know, to do an analysis. And I was like, all right, what are you going to tell me? Like, what couldn't I know about my hair? I'm a beauty editor. I've been doing this for a while. You will not believe. Like, look, okay. So I get there. There's this guy, Bob. Bob works in the electron microscope laboratory. They put our hair through electron microscopes. They did proteomics to like leach out the protein to see whether the root versus the tip leached more protein. They did the cuticle to see what if it was curly or straight.
Did you have to sit there and wait while they did all these tests?
No, they did it for us beforehand. Here's a little quiz for you. What do you think makes your hair curly or straight? What have we been taught as beauty editors?
Like genetics?
Yeah, but like
or the weather?
That's true. The follicle shape, right? A flatter hole that the hair comes out, the more twisty and windy it is.
Gross.
I know, you get grossed out by hair, don't
this
you?
This is so disgusting.
Anyway, it's not just that. It's also
speed
how
it up.
It's also how the protein chains are put together. So anyway, so they gave me, look at this thing that they put together. It's all of my, like, my hair.
Wait, that's your hair?
This is my hair. And
you have
whether it's
personalized hair dossier.
So they didn't have a picture of me. And just based on the hairs that I sent, And not even on the length of them, because they chop them up in little pieces, they could tell that I had really long hair. The reason, more than any other editor there, my hair leaches protein on the tips, meaning like it's just falling out when I'm going in the shower because that old hair doesn't hold protein as well. So the tips are really like, you know, compromised.
Wow.
The coolest part for me though, okay, feel this. It's not hair.
Okay.
So.
She's giving me this little sticker, and it feels very coarse. Yeah.
So in addition to an electron microscope, they also have another type of microscope that does the 3D mapping. You know, like when the Mars rover goes to Mars, mm-hmm. and you can see like, oh, the dips and valleys of Mars or whatever. Yeah. The same freaking science they do to the hair samples to see like how smoothly the hair cuticle will lay down after they put their products on.
Oh, that's so cool.
So not only did they do it to my hair, they then fed that algorithm into a 3D printer and printed a sticker that is the exact texture of my hair.
You need some conditioner. You need some Nexus.
It's rough. Feel it. Yeah, it feels like sandpaper. My cuticles are not lying flat.
Feels real bad, Jen.
Okay, but the whole time I was just like, could we like go cure cancer or something? The amount of science that goes into hair care is insane. Like,
well, listen, the beauty industry is, you know, billions of dollars. I was thinking that too. But you know what? This is it's a big industry.
But they want to be able to prove that their products work. And I thought the most interesting takeaway.
Unilever has incredible research. All the big guys do.
The cool thing that I learned was, so you know how they make those claims like, makes your hair, you know, 20% stronger. They have to back those up if they're going to use them in advertising. But every country has different laws about it. So the guy that I had dinner with one night, he was telling me, he's like, oh, Turkey and the Philippines. Apparently, all the science they did, they have the most up-to-date whatever. They still have to get all their science independently verified if they're going to sell in Turkey and the Philippines, because those claims, they don't trust the company on the claims and the science they show. They want, like, independent verification.
Oh, wow.
So, like, when you guys see ads and it says, oh, makes your hair twice as strong, the FTC, like our governing body for advertising, could go back and be like, where did you get that number from?
Yes. I was speaking with somebody recently, and they were – I don't think it's a secret. You know, we've mentioned this a couple times before. My boyfriend works for – fiancé. Now he works for L'Oreal.
And
fiancé. And, you know, he is involved with all of these big – kind of trials, the clinical trials, and we were having a conversation with someone, and they said, oh, I never thought, you know, they were just speaking about the cosmetics industry in general, that, you know, oh, the claims that you're talking about, they thought they made those up.
Yeah, like hyperbole, because it just
you're not allowed. You're really not allowed.
But it's funny, because then you see, like, certain people write online, and they're like, it'll make your hair twice as strong, and I'm like, you can't just say that. Like, there needs to be proof. So you guys can trust that if there's a claim on a bottle or in advertising in the USA, that company has to be able to back it up with science.
That's a great point.
And so
Jen,
I visited the place where they go to get that science. So my hair is twice as shitty as everybody else's is the claim that I'm going to make.
All right. So you're going to pop on that Nexus conditioner.
Yeah.
Your hair looks very smooth today.
Well, okay. So that's the real news too, which we'll talk about in 2018. They have a new innovation coming out, which I have signed an embargo and I cannot talk about just yet, but they did it on my hair. Looks smooth, doesn't it?
It looks very smooth. I noticed it when I saw you across the street.
5 months, I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
In the meantime, little news on how they do the science over at Nexus.
Very cool.
In Port Sunlight. Cheerio.
So, Jen, I'm just going to bring it down a couple levels.
Okay.
This week, the beauty community was a Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
NARS dropped an Instagram that I think really surprised a lot of people. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read you the abridged version, if that's all right.
Do it up.
It starts out with, it's just like their black NARS logo. It says, we want you to know that we hear you. The global elimination of animal testing needs to happen. We firmly believe that the product ingredient safety can be proven by non-animal methods, but we must comply with the local laws of markets in which we operate, including China.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, we've decided to make NARS available in China because we feel it is important to bring our vision of beauty and artistry to fans in the region. And then they say that they have to comply with the law, which means that they have to test that they personally do not test on animals.
Correct, right. But they're sending their products to China, where they will be testing in order to sell them.
Correct.
We learned about this from Kat Von D originally when she was on the show, episode 13. If you want to sell in China,
you don't have to, but
you have to let the people there test your products.
Right.
On animals.
The government tests on animals there.
Interesting.
And Leaping Bunny, our Leaping Bunny episode, which is all about animal, you know, testing and animal friendly products. That's episode 47. So we do a deeper dive into that. The backlash was wild.
I wonder
on Twitter, on Instagram.
So why did they post that if they didn't have to?
So I think they did have to. That's why it starts with, we want to know that we hear you. I reached out to NARS and they said that they don't have anything further to what they shared on Instagram
at
this
time. Which you can go follow them on Instagram and check it out yourself.
I asked them very pointedly when they started selling in China and why they felt like the need to respond to this, because I didn't know that they were selling in China. I thought that they...
I assumed they were. I didn't know that they said they weren't.
I remember, like, on certain databases, I was always, like, you know, like, PETA or, like, Leaping Bunny, one of those. I saw them on, like, the cruelty-free list, and I was surprised. I was like, oh, that's cool, you know, because they're not...
Because if they're on that list, they wouldn't be able to sell in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But what they really make a strong point about is that they are proud to support the Institute for In Vitro Sciences, which is commonly known as IIVS, which it's this very big organization, and they're committed to, as they say, non-animal methods in China and around the world. And this organization does things like train the government scientists in China on, like, non-animal methods. They do lectures.
Since we know you can test without doing it on animals,
right? Oh, my God. Most, you know, in the EU, it's banned.
Right.
In America, it's not banned, but it's not common.
But most companies don't. Because
they don't. It's inefficient. It's actually less.
Business.
And it's less accurate than in vitro methods. In vitro methods have been used for 30 years.
Right.
So China,
I'm not a bunny. I'm a human.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very... there's sort of no reason for this to be happening. But this is what, you know, China is a tremendous market. It is.
Do you know what that post says to me? How savvy people are, that they're aware that if this company I love starts to sell in China, this might be happening. Their consumers are really savvy, I guess.
Yeah, I think this says a few things to me. One, well, first of all, I just want to repeat, the market is so tremendous that for a business, it's $29 billion. Think about that. So their beauty business is $29 billion. And I think when I read the post, you mentioned the word savvy. I saw that, and I think that, like, when they said the vision, you know, they want their vision and their beauty, their vision of beauty and the artistry, they want to bring that to the Chinese customers. They're leaving out the fact that it's a tremendous business opportunity, and it's a business decision.
Of course it is.
And I think, you know, savvy, like, customers are seeing the other side of the story.
True, outside of China. I wonder if Chinese customers know that this goes on, and they're like, hey, why can't we get NARS? Or why can't we get Kat Von D back in the day? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't want to sell to the Chinese woman. If I was a Chinese woman, I'd be annoyed if I didn't understand that my government was requiring this animal testing, which was keeping these brands from me. I wonder about that.
I think some of them know.
Yeah.
I have interviewed people about this subject, and a lot of the activism I've heard does get shut down on social media because there isn't.
Oh.
So
I always forget it's communist. I'm like, oh, right, it's communist there.
But I think, you know, this is not a spiritual mission, like, to bring artistry. It's a business decision.
Yeah.
The other thing is that this partnership is fantastic. I think, you know, I know a lot about IIVS. I do think that Kim from Leaping Bunny may have touched upon it. It's an incredible organization. A lot of different brands partner with them, Estee Lauder companies, but so does PETA, so does the Humane Society International. You don't necessarily need to be in the game to support their mission.
But the price of doing business is, yes, we want to do business, but at least, if we're going to look on, like, the glass half full, at least companies like NARS and others are like, you know what, it's the price of doing business, but in the meantime, let's try and change the Chinese government by supporting this lobbying arm that wants to explain you don't need to be, obviously you don't want to be animal testing. It's just the price of doing business there.
I think, yeah, what people have a problem with is brands are trying to have it both ways.
Yeah, you can.
And that's when brands lose credibility. So what I have to say is, you know, I'm sort of putting my personal feelings aside from this and looking at this as objectively as I can, which is that I think it's great that NARS took to Instagram and was transparent about it. You know, other brands are doing the same thing because they know that, as you said, customers are getting savvier. But I also think that this issue, which I think for so long was such a fringe issue, like, oh, some nutter walking around with like, oh, yeah, throwing blood on, you know, an editor.
Yeah, Anna was whoever.
It's really no longer a fringe issue.
Michael Kors. Beginning of a change.
Yeah, did you hear about Michael
Kors?
Met the Met. He just spoke at the Met the other day, and PETA came in and they circled him and they.
Oh, we're back to that?
Yeah, but people didn't necessarily, they didn't think that.
You know what? There's science. We've come a long way. We do not need to be testing on animals. It's very different than 25 years ago. Like, come on, people, get on board.
Yeah, so this is, I think, where the wind is blowing. But, you know, I'm glad that NARS is engaging in this dialogue.
Yeah.
So
let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Jess, we just got real deep.
It got heavy.
We talked about animal testing, and we talked about, like, FTC claims. People, you get, like, the insider deal at Fat Mascara.
This is the inside track.
Like, beauty, like, just truly the inside.
You're basically at the events.
You are.
And you're
beauty,
in the cab.
And you are a beauty editor. So let's talk about something super corny and easy, which is, how the hell do you get your razor up your legs?
Ugh, I hate shaving.
Okay, so I got this mailing from Tree Hut of a shave oil. So I finally tried a shave oil because I'm like, I'm the gel to foam girl. Not the Barbasol foam already.
Oh, gel, like the gel that foams.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know it costs more than like the red, white, and blue can of like foamy shit. So I get the gel.
The barbershop one.
Yeah. So I get the gel, which turns to a foam, and I almost use it like a tracking device. Like once the razor has gone through it, that area has no hair. I don't know. That's just.
Oh, remember like Nicola Joss called it like the guide color?
Yeah. Well,
Like, but like for
shave
shaving.
Shave gel is my guide.
Your guide color.
Yes. And like, the smells actually annoy me, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
The whole process annoys me. Because I just want to be able to, like, get the thing up my legs as quickly as possible. Okay, so you got your shave, your foam shave cream that foams up. Your shave gel that turns to foam. Shave lotions, like the EOS one. Have you tried
that? Oh, yes. Yeah. I like that it didn't leave a ring on my the side of my tub. You know, the rust ring?
You're right.
The middle rust ring
cans
is
of
like,
anything aerosol.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, I only think about the rust ring when buying a shave
That's
cream.
That's how you decide what to shave your legs with?
Yep, the ones that say no rust ring. Does not rust. It says there's like a little arrow on
and
the bottom.
And the newer one, I think, is the shave oils. People are getting on board with them. What do you use?
So I normally use, like, you know, I like a cream.
What's a cream?
Like a puffy cream, like the Skintimate puffy cream.
What is a puffy cream?
Like a cream. It's like the Barbasol that you're talking about.
It comes
like,
out in a
cream.
In a whipped aerosol.
Like, yeah, delicious. Like it looks like it could be whipped cream that goes on a sundae.
Puffy cream?
I just call it a puffy cream.
Coming soon to a drugstore near you. Pat Mascara, puffy cream shaving.
I can't wait till Pat McGrath drops her puffy cream.
Puffy
it's
cream
gorgeous, darlings.
009.
You just rub it on your legs. I don't know why I gave her like a weird
Darlings, you love it. Okay, so you like a puffy cream.
I like the puffy cream, the Skintimate puffy cream that always comes with like 33 1/3% more.
Yeah, that's a shave gel. I call that
a shave gel. No, it's not a gel. Belle, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, it's already white when it comes out.
It's already white. It looks like Santa's beard. Santa's beard.
What flavor?
Does flavor?
It raspberry rain?
No, I don't like, I hate anything raspberry. I hate raspberry. So don't invite me to an event where the new fragrance has raspberry notes. I'm going to throw up. I can't. There's something that happens.
Puffy cream makes you want to throw up.
I know. There's something about an artificial raspberry note that makes me feel like sick.
I don't get the raspberry.
But
okay, so you
I don't
the,
like a ra- I like a fresh
you
scent.
Like an old school.
Yeah.
Like, I call like, that a foam. But a
like a
cream.
Fresh, like a clean, like a dewdrop, you know, puffy cream. But I do.
Dewdrop puffy cream.
But I do love this. I think it's definitely an existing product. The Avon, they sent it to me the other
day. Yes, I just got that too.
Skin so soft, fresh and smooth, moisturizing shave oil.
We did not talk about this. We did not plan this, anybody.
Oh, my God. First,
it's good.
It's great. I will say it took a little bit of getting used to. And you only need a few drops, which means I'm going to have this till winter. It's just a few drops. And you just put it on your legs. I don't have the shower running on my legs because you do kind of need to let it, like, you know.
It's just, I'm going to get gross here and you're going to be gross. It's just lube. You don't need a whole cream with a tracking. Look at her face. Like, it just makes the razor slip. Mm-hmm. And, like, why do you need all that foam and all that extra product? I totally agree with you.
And it leaves your skin very soft. I mean, I've been using Skin So Soft since I was a wee one to keep them away.
I feel like
mosquitoes
you're
going
to lose money on this product because you barely need any. And then your legs are slippery and you run your razor and you're good to go.
Guys, it's on sale right now for $6.99.
Here's my question, though. Did you find, so I only shaved once with it. Do you think the oils like that Skin So Soft one clog up the razor?
I don't think so. I used it like probably 5 times now.
And your razors,
you
rinse your
razor. And I don't have a fancy razor,
Because I had one of the thicker oils and I felt like after I did my legs, it was like gunked up a little bit, if you will.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't believe you like that Skin So
Soft. Oh, it's so great. It's so great. That's fresh so and funny. Smooth.
Okay,
it was rich with shea butter extract, vitamin A, and vitamin
E. Yeah, like a can of puffy cream costs like $3.99.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you go through that stuff pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
And it leaves a rust ring.
And a rust
ring. Actually, no, they have like plastic guard caps on.
Some of them.
All right, so I'm like, curious how people, there's so many options now. Will you please tweet us or Instagram us, like DM us, what you use to get your razor to slide across your skin?
Yes. Maybe send us a photo of your bathroom, too. I love seeing people's bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. I don't need a photo of your, like, puffy cream in your legs. That's fine. Just, like, you know, your little setup. Yeah. We need a name for that. Not, like, a desky. Not a selfie.
Bathy?
A shelfie? A bathy.
Bathy. Bathy.
Bathy.
Yeah, that's cute.
Okay.
Bathy.
Hashtag bathy.
I am so delighted to have Dr. Murad in the house today. Dr. Murad, I always feel like I leave our conversations wanting to somehow like be a Murad myself. I want to be in the family because not only do you give great skincare advice, you give great life advice.
Well, thank you very much. Like, I love being here.
Like, but like you really are more than a dermatologist. You go deeper than that. You are way more than like, to be kind of corny, skin deep. You go way, you know, you really are a holistic, I don't want to say a holistic, can I?
Holistic. You know, everyone has a different word for it.
I call you a holistic doctor. I would never be like, you know, I would never rattle off a bunch of dermatologist names and then be like, and Dr. Mira, like you're in a class of your own. So how would you describe yourself and your practice?
You know, I describe myself and my practice as what is being called connected beauty. Mm-hmm. Because beauty is not just what's obvious on the surface, and it's not even just skin deep. It's everything about you. When we look at making you as beautiful as possible, probably the number one thing I think about is how much you smile. The more you smile, the more beautiful you become because you're more becoming, you're more attractive to everybody. Certainly other things are important, what you eat, how you exercise.
Wait, can we go back to the smiling thing for a second? Okay. Wait, the more you smile, like that seems like the kind of like thing that someone's mom would say, like smile, you look, you know, better. Is it really? But then I've also heard research that if you smile, you might actually make yourself happier. Like what is the smile stuff? Can you expand on it?
Well, if you look at when you smile, in essence, your face is lifted. Physically.
We're both lifting our faces.
Yes. When you smile, your face gets lifted. Yeah. So you have the facelift sort of with a smile. But it's sort of the attitude. And essentially, my vision of what I would like people to be is more like what they were when they were toddlers. So think of you as a toddler. You would walk into this room and you may have fallen 10 times, 20 times on the way here.
Yeah.
But you didn't care. You weren't afraid to fail. Now we fail once or twice and we quit as we get older. If we gave you coloring paper and crayons, you'd scribble over the whole page. Now by the time you're 3, society said you have to color inside the line. Now you have a limitation. You have a box that you're limited to that you need to work with. And as you get older, it gets narrower.
And if you're not one of the top 10 colorers, like get out of the picture.
Yeah, something like, but who cares about anybody? And that's the other thing. When you're a toddler, you didn't judge yourself. You didn't know you were too short, too skinny, or whatever you were. You were happy. And you were smiling. You had belly laughs. You smiled. You were more creative because you weren't limited. And we lose that. And that's part and parcel of what I'm talking about. And it goes even deeper than that. because the final common pathway of disease, aging, obesity, wrinkles, anything you don't like is dehydration. When you were born, you were 70% water. As you get older, you get less and less water.
Let's get to the water in a second. We are first and foremost a dermatologist, right?
I am a dermatologist.
Okay, I know that. But like you first and foremost, like you started out as a dermatologist, and then did you get into all of this other stuff on top of it? Like, did that come later?
I think I was always there, and the more, as older I got, the more I had studied it, the more I learned from my patients and understood their problems at a deeper level.
What did you observe from them?
Okay, so more recently, recent is the last 10 to 15 years, I was beginning to see my patients being a little more angry, unhappy, downtrodden, and I couldn't understand exactly why. I knew it wasn't because of me, because I'm a nice guy. I don't.
Yeah, when did they come in? Like they came in with like a sourpuss face?
Yeah, more sourpuss than they were. It was not superficial. It was obvious to me. Maybe it wouldn't have been obvious to other people. Mm-hmm. And then when I asked them, hey, what's going on? You know, traffic is terrible. It takes longer. And I used to have, my job was easier. Now it's more complicated. They ask more of me all the time.
That's what they're saying. They're like, they feel more put upon, stretched thin.
Yeah, they were beginning to say that. This is 10, 15 years ago. And the more I delved into it, the more I realized part of it was a little bit of what we now call digital dependency, because more and more people were beginning to be on Facebook and things like that, on their cell phones more. And I coined the term cultural stress,
yeah,
which I call the stress of modern living, which is unique. It's different than other stress. Other stress, for example, is a broken arm, a death in the family. We actually deal with it. You go to the doctor, you get your arm fixed. Death in the family, you grieve, you go to the funeral, mm-hmm. you're better. But cultural stress is constant, pervasive, and ever-increasing. It's not going away. It's only going to get worse.
And this is something that, like, yeah, we've never really dealt with before.
We've never dealt with it, and it's so rapid. It happens so quickly. Things change within milliseconds, not even seconds. I mean, if you think of, we were just talking about Airbnb. You know, it was less than 5 years ago. Now that the biggest hotel chain in the world, it's not a hotel chain, but it's a different version of it.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to all the hotels? What are they going to do? They're going to have to change their model somehow to deal with that.
So you're saying the world is changing very quickly and we're trying to figure out a way to deal with that.
Well, we can't deal with it. We have to. I have a statement. You can't deal with the cards that are dealt to you. You can only deal with how you deal with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we understand it, so we have to understand this. The changes are so fast, so dramatic, our brains can't really keep up with it so much. So we have to understand this is an issue. I can't change it. There are going to be more and more times when I'm more lonely because I'm going to be on my cell phone. Our employees, the average person, is on their cell phone, their computer, or their TV screen 14 hours a day. In isolation. They may be with other people, but they're in isolation.
Oh, that's completely true. But how does that affect, like, our bodies and our wellness and certainly our skin?
Okay. So think about what happens when you are under stress. You have underarm perspiration, sweaty palms. This is the kind of stress that causes that inflammatory response with hormones that are being released from your adrenal glands, your brain, or wherever. And they are dehydrating you. When you're dehydrating, your skin is more sallow, fine lines. You have dark circles. You're probably not sleeping because of this stress. It shows on your skin.
Nobody gets any sleep anymore.
But it affects your lungs. It affects your heart. It affects your brain. It affects every organ in your body. So we see it on our skin, but it's affecting every organ in our body. And it's all connected.
Yeah, and nobody's really talking about that root cause. So you actually wrote that book. You coined the term cultural stress. You wrote a book called Cultural Stress. Like, when did the topic actually become so important to you? And did your other, like, dermatologist friends and pals, like, say, you know, wait a second, this is, like, totally kooky and unrelated? Or do you feel like you've been really leading the conversation?
I don't think people understood me. Unfortunately.
Well, you have had a lot of, you know, people rallying, I feel, like, alongside you. I mean, Arianna Huffington spoke at one of the
events.
Yeah.
Certainly, yeah, there are. I mean, I'm not saying nobody, but I don't think people truly understand the depth of this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one of the things you could look at is this recent article I had published in the Journal of Geriatrics and Gerontology, which is my present thinking, the book Conquering Cultural Stress. While it talks about that a lot, it's about 3 years old, and things have mm-hmm. changed dramatically in 3 years. It does have a lot. It explains the science behind it. I did some genetic study in my practice to see the effects on your genes of having the stress and how we can minimize it. But really, in that article, it kind of tells all about that.
Your website, Murai.com, actually has some really good articles on it. Your tagline is called Connected, right?
Mm-hmm. We think of the word connected beauty. Mm-hmm. Because the word beauty is connected to everything. So what am I saying about that? In order to have more beautiful skin, obviously you need proper skin care. You need to avoid sun and pollution. And now we need to prevent the blue rays from the computers and the cell phones.
Is that actually true? I always feel like that sounds like too crazy. But yeah. What does this mean, blue rays? Like on my phone, I'm getting
blue
rays?
There's blue. When you look at it, it's kind of blue from the computer and your cell phone. And there's a study that was done by Unilever. We can do a copy of it at some point if you like. Anytime. Today. I don't have it with me exactly,
but we'll
send it
to you.
I'll send you a copy. And the study that they found is 4 days of looking at your computer mm-hmm. is equivalent to 20 days at noonday sun.
Okay, 4 days. I'm on my computer every single day for hours, even on the weekends, because
correct.
I'm doing some work. I'm working on the podcast. I'm doing some work for work. So I'm actually really bad at math, surprise. Uh-huh. But like that means
so in a
I'm
week,
in the sun. It's like I'm on vacation for weeks at a time.
Well, not weeks.
I mean,
if you look at the study, I would consider, I don't know how they said it, but it was about 8 hours a day, which is sort of average. So 4 days is 20 minutes. 8 days is 40 minutes. So over time, over the course of a year, you're exposed to a lot of radiation that's equivalent to noonday sun without any protection.
Is there anything that we can do to combat this or to reverse it?
Absolutely, we can combat it. We can't reverse it unless you don't want to watch your screen. But we have this product that we've created that we were able to prove that it minimizes blue rays, as well as UVA and UVB and infrared light.
Are you allowed to talk about how it does it? Is there like a special complex?
Yeah, there's a plant extract. This is a plant that we address it in such a way we make it as toxic as it possibly can be. So it releases specific antioxidants. And one of them protects from blue rays.
Mm-hmm.
It also protects from different pollutants, whether it's car exhaust, cigarette smoke, heavy metals, and the blue rays. And it's called the Marubian plant. So the plant itself isn't, but when the plant is damaged and we radiate it and do all of those things, it releases certain antioxidants that address that.
That's really cool. Another thing that, like, when I think about the aside from the actual, like, stress and the craziness of just the world right now and it's changing, but just when you're on your phone, like, when I'm on my phone, I catch myself, I haven't actually breathed. I'm, like, inhaling and I'm writing, I'm texting, I don't know if it's because I'm stressed out with like the content that I'm writing. It's not always stressful. I'll just be writing, but I also have this little frown on my face.
Well, true.
What's up with that?
Well, you've become very ADD.
Yeah.
Because we have 10,000 emails a day, maybe 9,999
on a good day. Yeah.
So you have to do all of them. You have to do it quickly. So you're under a lot of stress trying to do it quickly.
Yeah, I'm literally
and
frowning.
And then you don't breathe because you don't give enough time. You're under a real stress. You don't know what to do.
And then how
good is that?
It's not good at all.
No.
Can we talk about one of your other Murad-isms that I absolutely love? You say, you're an advocate of the whole body beauty, that, you know, again, everything is connected. This word keeps on coming up a lot. And that beautiful skin is not just about topicals. You say, eat your sunscreen. That's an image, but like, what do you really mean by that?
Well, obviously, I don't mean open a tube of sunscreen and eat it. But there are a lot of foods that really improve the SPF of sunscreens. I've studied pomegranates. They seem to be really good. Pink grapefruit, watermelon, broccoli. Basically, a lot of colorful raw fruits and vegetables really do have benefits and have been shown to improve the SPF of sunscreens internally.
So do you eat them just like throughout the it seems like, you know, you don't have to eat it, like you don't have to time it, like I'll eat it in the afternoon. It's not, doesn't act quickly, right? You just kind of eat them, make them part of your diet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can make it part of your diet. You know, I tell people, first of all, you're going to go out today for a period of time. You're going to be somewhat dehydrated. All of the things I'm talking about are mostly water. Mm-hmm. So you're getting water. I also tell you to eat your water because you're getting the water from those foods. And they have these other benefits of sun protection. Now, you still need to use sunscreens. I'm not telling you not to use regular sunscreens on your skin, but it improves your sun protection from inside. What generally happens is the UVA rays, the aging rays that penetrate through your skin, penetrate through the skin itself, the epidermis, into the dermis. And the dermis is where the blood supply is. And when you damage the dermis, you're damaging the blood supply, which goes to your heart, your liver, and everything else. You know, when you've been out in the sun for a long period of time, you feel a little nauseous, tired, lethargic, headache maybe. That's not your skin. The damage penetrated through your skin into your blood supply and every other organ. So eating these foods are not only going to improve the SPF on the surface, but you're also going to get improvement of the SPF internally.
So you won't feel like a mess after a day in the sun.
You should feel less of a mess.
Oh, that's wonderful. I never thought about that. Yeah. So if you're going on vacation, you should really like stock up.
What you like, watermelons, fabulous.
It's love
most
watermelon.
Water and it's really good for you and it helps you with your sunscreens.
And then this idea, you know, talking about eating your water and, you know, drinking water, how important is water? I mean, I know that water is important for the function of your organs and all this other stuff, yada, yada, yada. But when people say, like, they have such beautiful skin, and you say, oh, what do you do? And they say, this is a very, like, modelly thing to say, I just drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. What is the connection between actually ingesting water and having great skin?
We can't live without water. And looking at skin itself, when you begin to have wrinkles, you basically have more dehydrated skin. Mm-hmm. So you have less hydration in your skin. As we get older, if you feel your skin, it's drier than it was when you were younger. 10 years from now, it'll be even drier. Ooh. So water is important. The study about the 8 glasses of water a day came in 1945, took a group of people, put them in a controlled environment, measured how much water they consumed, 2.4 liters. None of those people actually drank 8 glasses, which is 8 glasses of water a day. None of those people drank 8 glasses of water a day. What they did was eat some foods that had water in it and had other sources. So when I think about it, I'm going to give you some options. What's your favorite vegetable?
Probably, I was about to say tomatoes, but those are fruits. So I'm going to...
Or fruit. What's your favorite fruit?
Oh, fruit. Oh, I love nectarines.
Okay, nectarine. I don't know how much water is in a nectarine, but it's probably over 80%.
Wow.
So when you think about an ounce of nectarine is an ounce of water almost. But what's in a nectarine that's not in water? Antioxidants, phytonutrients, phytochemicals, makes your body alkaline, resistant to cancer and bone loss, boosts your immune system. So would you rather eat your water or drink it?
I'd rather eat it.
Okay, yeah. I agree.
Totally. Okay, that actually makes me want to stop off at the Whole Foods or those little carts on the way home.
Yeah, and get, you know, I tell people, instead of telling, most people will tell you specifically broccoli is good for you, which it is. It's very good for you. But if you don't like it, you won't need it. So when I speak to my patients and to anybody who wants to listen to me, I say, eat what you like because your body knows what you like and it's fine. They're all good. Some are better than others, but if you won't eat it, what good is it? So
that
get what
sense.
You like.
Yeah. And, you know, while we're on this like summer vibe, can we talk about cellulite for a second? So many of us are in shorts and bathing suits and stuff. What actually can be done? You wrote a book about cellulite.
Cellulite solution,
yes.
Well, actually,
like, let's just get down to brass tacks. Like, is it like you have it, you don't, and You know, well, you're lucky you're not.
You do have it, and there are actually some new lasers that do address it. And the one thing to understand is cellulite is not a fat problem, it's a skin problem. So if you look at your body, on the surface there's skin, there's epidermis, dermis, and what we call subdermal fat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very thin layer. Below that is real fat and muscle and bone. So people who are really skinny could have cellulite pretty bad, even though they're not fat. What it is the subdermal fat, the little bits of fat move up and migrate into the dermal center part of your skin, and it causes this cottage cheese look on your skin.
Yeah.
It's not lumps of fat. And it is based on circulation. So where do you have cellulite? You have it in your thighs. How can I tell you that your thigh circulation is less than anywhere else? Number one, as a woman, which cellulite happens in 99% of women, either more or less than 1% of men have it. So it's got to do with hormones somehow. But if you feel your thigh, it's colder generally than your knee. It shouldn't mm-hmm. be because it's closer to your heart, but the circulation here is not that much.
Oh, that's interesting.
Women more likely get bruises on their thigh than they get anywhere else in their body. Why not on your ankles? Why not on your arm?
Because nothing's happening there. There's no circulation.
And the circulation is weaker, and you're more likely to break the blood vessel. So there are certain lasers, there are applications that you can do.
Wait, let's go back to circulation for a second. So is that why all those little like gadgets and nubby things and massages, they say, you know, stimulate circulation there to help with the cellulite?
Yes, within reason. I think sometimes they're overly aggressive and they even break the blood vessels even worse. So gentle brushing, gentle massage, gentle lymphatic drainage can help, but not aggressive.
I have a dry body brush. Is that actually doing anything for me?
It's probably helpful because you're exfoliating your skin a little bit, which is healthy, encouraging your skin to turn over more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not overly aggressive, it's good. It will help circulation, help
but
encourage it.
It's not going to get rid of my cellulite.
Well, I think what I learned in medicine is we treat a lot of conditions. We don't cure them. I remember when I was in medical school, I went down to see patients in the emergency room. And there was a patient that came in who had diabetes. And so I was following the chief resident. And he said, this patient has diabetes. We're going to give them this and that and the other. And I said, you're a doctor, you're the chief resident, and you don't know how to cure diabetes? I said that to myself.
Yeah.
I didn't say it to him.
Yeah.
But the truth is, most things that we have, we address, we don't cure.
So would we say cellulite's one of them?
Yes. But I know there are new lasers. I'm not familiar with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are different treatments that can really help.
Okay. All right. So,
but also it's for you to understand, most people think of cellulite as a fat problem. They think lumps of fat is cellulite. It isn't. It's a cottage cheese look.
It's the way
the skin in the very top layer of your skin.
So, okay, now that I'm going back up to the face for a second. All right. I'm kind of like, I feel a little depressed about this sort of cultural stress, the way things are going. Honestly, we're talking about at work today just about a certain state of affairs, and you know, everyone's kind of refreshing CNN all the time, and people are a little bummed out. What do you think, like, what are some good wellness tips for, I don't know, I guess just kind of unplugging or just sort of getting to a better, give me some holistic advice.
Right. You know, to me, when I look at the whole syndrome effects, this social mm-hmm. isolation, to me is the worst part.
Yeah,
the sedentary
I don't want to make
lifestyle.
It too, like, it's not like, okay, like one day everyone was happy one day and now everyone's unhappy. Like,
no,
it's a bigger picture.
It evolved over time.
Yeah.
And so there are certain aspects to what we see. We see ADD, we see the need for more perfectionism. We also beginning to see less sleep because we're so busy. We don't have time to do everything we're supposed to do. We have the sedentary lifestyle. But the worst part of it to me is the social isolation. And what we're going to see is more and more of that happening because more and more of us are going to be plugged in on our computers. Work is going to be different in the next 10 years, the next mm-hmm. 5 years, maybe in the next 2 years. We're going to have more and more robots taking jobs away. People are mm-hmm. going to have fewer hours that they need to work. They can work at home. They don't need to be in an office. So we're more and more isolated.
I saw something about the, like Amazon robots or something like that.
Oh, Amazon. Yeah, robots. Amazon's opening stores, big stores with only two people working and the rest are robots. Mm-hmm. You're beginning to see, in essence, robots at Amazon picking and packing instead of that. There are going to be automobiles that are driverless, trucks that are driverless. You don't need a driver. So jobs that are present right now are going to go away, and there are going to have to be new ways of making people have a source of income and a job, something to do. But I think at the end, it's the loneliness. And the healing power of touch is missing because we don't have anybody touching us anymore. Society has limited the potential for touching. I can't just honestly come up to you and say, you know what? I think you're beautiful. I just want to give you a kiss. You would slap me. I'd go to jail, right? Right? I'd go to jail.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't work out well.
But it was an honest thing. It wasn't anything aggressive. Yeah. I didn't want to have sex with you. I just wanted to say you're beautiful. But I think we don't touch. And I think
do you think massages?
Right. That's
and
what
spas,
I'm getting to. Yeah. I think we're really going to need to go to wellness centers, and we're going to have communities where people feel safe enough for that. So. I think the future holds well for people who are estheticians, massage therapists, physical trainers, because somehow or another, these are people who are going to be able to deal with us, communicate with us. You know, if you think about, I'm sure you have a hairdresser that you love.
Yeah.
You probably are more honest with that person than you would be with almost anybody else. You sit and you talk to them. They listen to you. They give you full attention. Everybody else in your life, while you're talking to them, they want to get on their cell phone and see what's the next message. They don't have that total time with you. So wellness and elder care are the two things that are going to be really important. Elder care, because medicine is going to be so advanced, people are going to live longer. To live 100 years right now is a big deal. I don't think it'll be a big deal 10 years, 20 years from now. New drugs, new medicines, they're going to make us live longer, maybe not as healthy.
Yeah.
We'll still have diabetes, hypertension, whatever, but we'll live longer. So the need for elder care, and you're beginning to see advertisements now, different sites where, you know, A Place for Mom, I don't know if you've heard of that. There are several of them where...
A Place for Mom, that's what you call them?
It's a nursing home kind of place to go to.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of elder care. We're going to have an elder population.
I go to visit my parents, where they live, like they live like in a 55 plus community, but there were only a few when they moved there, but now it's like they mushroomed all over the
place. They're all over
the place.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah.
And that's a job that had not been a big deal, but it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I think, again, the spas and the resorts, I think that's a way that we're going to be able to reduce our social isolation at least somewhat.
It's almost going very lo-fi. It's like to kind of balance the high tech.
Correct.
It's got to bring it back the other way.
Correct. And I believe also there are going to be more gate-guarded communities as we see more violence, more toxicity and people hating each other. So we're going to see more and more of that.
The scary thing is I don't think you're wrong. And what do you think people can do, like three great things people can do just to sort of like zhuzh up their complexion?
Okay.
Like some underrated things, some things that you say, like, you know, why aren't people doing this?
The one thing which I started the conversation with you was you should smile more. And I think just smiling encourages you to be happy. I use the word, when you wake up in the morning, remember to wear a happy face. So that's one thing. And that's sort of the number one, because it's your attitude at the end. It's more that than anything else. And if you start the day that way, at least you have that opportunity. Another, you know, we...
You're not wrong. If I decided that, like, I'm pissed that day, I don't have a good day. And if, like, even if I, you know, that kind of, like, fake it so you make it attitude, it doesn't always work, but, like, sometimes it does.
It does.
Sometimes.
I mean, it's not going to work. Nothing works forever or always. The other thing I think, you know, when we think about what else that you could do, it's sometimes even just the nutrition that you have. What we tend to have, because we're so busy, we go to a coffee shop and have a cup of coffee and a muffin. Mm-hmm. So we have a sugar high, and then it drops after a while, and then we feel more low. And actually, that's sort of more inflammatory to your as a diet. So a healthy breakfast to start with some fruits and vegetables and some of the things we've been talking about, mm-hmm. I think, is as critical as anything. And this is something I recommend to my patients only because it's a little bit about me. I'm trying to encourage this. I have an app called Dr. Murad Inspiration. So every day there's a new inspiration and a little piece of my art. And
You are an artist.
Yeah. And
I do a lot of painting, right?
Oh, I do. Yes, mm-hmm. I do a lot of painting. And there's something in there pretty much every day to encourage some thoughtful process. If nothing else, I say, you know, today have at least do one good thing. And if you focus on that good thing, I think it makes a difference. There's so many other things I could talk about, but I think for three, those are probably as good as any.
I love that. It's a good idea.
Absolutely.
And what's your third thing? Do you have any like skincare tips?
Okay, skincare tips. Well, you know, I'm Murad, so I recommend
Murad. You are Murad.
I recommend Murad products, but the one thing I really of all the products that I like right now is the City Skin Day Moisturizer SPF 50. Because it is a high SPF.
50 is very high.
It's very high, so it really protects as much as, you know, you could go higher, but it really does protect. But it has A and B, and it has the Marubian plant extract that I was talking to you about. And so you're protecting from blue light, from pollutants of different kinds, car exhaust, cigarettes, heavy metals, and infrared light. So it's a total protection from environmental assault. In the new modern world, we probably didn't need the Marubian plant 10 years ago because you weren't on your computer that much. There probably wasn't as much traffic then, but there's going to be more over time. So that's one thing I would recommend. At least really protect your skin from the environment. And all of the other things are going to help your skin look better.
And we always ask our guests before they go, what products do you love personally? It can be like hair. Let's start from the top. Hair.
Hair products. My wife has like tons of stuff that she gets. And so I just steal from her whatever she has.
Whatever's in the shower?
It's actually not in the shower. She has it on her side of the faucet, you know, the sink. So I grab it and you know, I have less hair than I should and I put it on and it makes my hair look a little bit thicker. So I can't tell you which one because whatever. And she has different ones all the time.
Do you have any like home products that you really love? Any like candles or any like cologne?
I don't use cologne or candles. My wife loves candles. She has them all over the house. And she has the candles that you don't need to light. They look like they're lighting, but they're battery operated. Have you seen those?
Yes, safety first at the Murad household.
And she does. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, we have our bedroom, and then the bathroom is down the hall a little bit. And so she goes to sleep a little bit later than me, and she puts those candles all out in case I trip on the way. So she wants to make sure I'm okay.
And do you have an all-time favorite skincare product? It can be Murad.
Today I love the City Skin. But you know what? I will tell you the answer I usually give to that is I don't know what it is, but it hasn't been created yet.
Whoa.
And I don't know what it is. But if I say this is what I like, then I'm limited to just what I have available. I don't know what the future holds for all of us.
Okay.
And I'm looking for something much better in my future.
Excellent. Well, that is a very powerful note to end on. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Dr. Murad.
Raise a wand, yeah.
Was that in a minor key, Belle? We're still working on it. You know what we should tell people? We should get a phone number so people can drop us like audio files, like a Skype.
Oh my God. And then they could do
and
their own
And they could try out for the Raise a Wand song, which just insulted Belle so much. But that's not a bad idea.
That's actually really good.
I think in like NPR,
they
do that.
Why don't you guys just email us like voice memos?
Oh, if you have a good voice, if you've always wanted to do voiceover work.
Yeah, send us a voice memo of you singing Raise a Wand.
info@fatmascara.com.
That's so
or like
cool.
An MP4 or whatever.
Whatever, we'll however you want to do it.
Okay, in the meantime, what are you raising a wand to, Jessica?
Okay, Jen, close your eyes.
Okay, closed.
It's not going to be like freaky. I'm scooting over.
What's happening? I'm scared.
Okay, inhale.
Oh.
What do you smell?
Coconuts, first off.
What does it remind you of?
Tropical vacation. Like, oh, trees blowing. Tree in the wind. I'm Nell now.
Okay.
What is it?
I love this body butter.
What is that?
It's just the Body Shop classic coconut nourishing body butter.
I mean, it wasn't fake coconuts. It was like creamy coconut milk that you put in a daiquiri deliciousness.
It's vacation. And on our private Facebook fan group. It's so weird today. You know when these weird kind of like kismety weird things or synchronicity
the
things happen?
The universe wants it.
Yeah. Somebody wrote, what is the best like coconut oil, you know, cocoa butter?
And here you are with an answer.
Yes, but I've been using this like a crazy
this
person.
Is so slippery and good.
Yeah, for like a week. I love it so much. So it's just an oldie but a goodie. My friend Melanie, shout out Melanie, used to use this as a teen all the time. And it makes your skin look nice. It looks
my
like mom's a little healthy.
Name is Melanie. Shout out to all the Melanies.
And
that's not expensive
it's great.
Either, is it?
No, they're always having a promotion at Body Shop, it seems. And this one, I think, is right now, I think you can get this for like, at, you know, $10 tops.
Love, love, love.
Love this. And it has like, you know, it's fair trade coconut. It makes you feel good about using it. No animal testing. Life, it's all good in the hood. What you got?
Okay.
What you got?
So there's this word going around that I don't know how I feel about. A lot of the girls these days are saying adulting.
Hate it.
Here's my thing on adulting. I've been doing a lot of it lately.
Because you're an adult.
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass woman. I get shit done. When there's like money shit to do and emails to be doing and all that stuff that like you don't really want to do and you feel really grown up when you do it. And then you want to pat yourself on the back because good for you and truly good for you. And then they're like, I'm adulting. And you know what? Have you ever heard a man say, I'm adulting?
Do you think your mom said at your age, I'm adulting?
No, she was like, I have two kids and I'm like barely out of the crib myself.
No, you don't get a prize for like having responsibilities.
So I didn't mean to make this negative, but like it's been a really adult week for me and I got a lot done. It feels like I'm lowering a wand to adulting.
No, keep going. You're just having a conversation.
I'm also going to call Alex Engler because she's the beauty editor I work with at Marie Claire and she also has talked about this. And we just feel like as a strong woman, you know, just be an adult and I do pat you on the back, but you don't need to say adulting. Instead, you should have some Vino Verde. That's what I'm raising.
Vino Verde. Okay.
No, you know what? When you've had like a long day and you did a lot of good stuff and there's no one there to like be like, you're great because you don't live with your parents anymore. But, you know, So then you pour yourself a little glass of fizzy wine is what I say.
Oh, it's fizzy.
It's fizzy, but it's not champagne sweet fizzy. So it's from Portugal and it's really lightly effervescent,
good.
Almost like a sparkling water. Like it doesn't, and it's not sweet like champagne, so you don't get a headache. So my brand of choice is called Ouro, O-U-R-O. It has adorable little fishies
on
it.
Let me see.
It looks like an aquarium.
Oh, that's cool. And what do you do when you're like drinking this? Are you like watching television? Are you making phone calls?
No, I'm fucking adulting. I'm like
paying bills while you're
I'm paying bills and drinking my fizzy wine. Also, guys, it's $8 a bottle. So it's like a nice dry white with a little bit of fizz from Portugal.
Love it.
I don't know what's beautiful about this. It'll give a nice blush to your cheeks.
Goes well with pasta.
That's not beauty. How do I tie it back to beauty?
That's fine. We're just,
you know
we're
what?
Just
adult
my life.
Your bills so you have a little extra money left over to buy the Raise a Wand products that will make you happy and then sip some Vino Verde and be a grown-ass woman. The end. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.